Report, House Democrats back away from removal of Hyde Amendment. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 12, 2019. House Democrats have backed away from eliminating the Hyde Amendment, a long-standing measure that bans taxpayer funding of abortion, from a spending bill. "I think we don't have the votes that we need," said Democrat Representative Pramila Jayapal, WA, according to a report in the Washington Examiner. "It's frustrating. I actually think the country is with us." Jayapal added the Hyde Amendment has become a political issue. "It's a political issue that is being used for political gain, and it shouldn't be, because it's a personal issue and it's a constitutional issue," she said. House Democrat leaders blocked an effort by abortion industry allies in their party to strip the Hyde Amendment from a $190 billion appropriations bill for the Departments of Labor, Health, and Human Services, and Education. The move comes as 2020 Democrat hopeful Joe Biden has flip-flopped on his view of the Hyde Amendment several times in the past week. Pro-life organization March for Life Action summarized the former vice president's evolution on the Hyde Amendment in a tweet. "Biden received tremendous pressure from the abortion lobby and its allies to drop his support for the Hyde Amendment and get in sync with the other 2020 Democrat candidates who support abortion on demand at any time during pregnancy for any reason. Times have changed," said Biden in announcing his latest view of the Hyde Amendment. "I've been struggling with the problems that Hyde now presents," he continued, arguing that if health care is a right, then he can no longer support that amendment that makes that right dependent on someone's zip code. Planned Parenthood and others in the abortion industry have attempted to convince Americans that ending the life of an unborn baby is the equivalent of health care, and that refusing to fund abortions of low-income women of color constitutes discrimination. According to the report, Jayapal and other progressive Democrats conceded removing the 43-year-old bipartisan measure that blocks taxpayer funding of abortion would jeopardize the spending bill in the GOP-led Senate, as well as the ability to obtain the signature of President Donald Trump. "I would repeal it tomorrow, and I think that is overwhelmingly the feeling in our caucus," said Representative Kathleen Clark, MA, vice chairwoman of the Democrat caucus. "But at this point, we felt that the Hyde Amendment was going to become a focal point that would collapse everything in the Labor H bill that is so good for American families." The poll also found 76% of Americans are in favor of limiting abortion to, at most, the first 3 months of pregnancy, including 92% of Republicans, 78% of Independents, and 61% of Democrats. Additionally, while 51% of Americans identify as pro-choice, even 60% of those agree with substantial restrictions on abortion.